Wake up with Amusers, Junior, Jub Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here's Gordo.
Okay, 6:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're at Guys Night Out at Cape Buffalo in Carrollton, Texas. You still have time to get out here and enjoy a lot of the fun. If you take the tollway north, exit Trinity Mills, go west on Trinity Mills, and Cape Buffalo is, what, a couple blocks down on the left?
Stone's throw.
Yeah. And it is time for our second event in the Ticket Olympics. I don't know if you guys have followed this sports story, but the Olympics are going on right now. And somewhere in Athens, Georgia.
Greece.
Ohio. Oh. And so we thought we'd kind of crib a little bit of that action and have our own Ticket Olympics. And now we've already had the scavenger hunt, and bad radio is leading right now.
Damn it.
Is that the total medal count? Bad radio won gold, and since we're not awarding silver or bronze,
this is very confusing.
0-0-0.
This is very confusing because there's a point system here that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Totally,
but anyway,
rule.
Bad radio has 4. In second place is the P1 Wild Ass Circus with 3.
Yes. Yes.
Team Hardline in third place with 2. And Team Musers bringing up the rear, just like Governor McGreevy, with 1 medal.
So that means our guy finished last in the scavenger hunt?
I guess so. He only got one of the items, one of the 4 items that he had to get.
Very disappointing.
How is Norm's team doing?
Norm,
of course, will not
participate in this because it's a ticket event. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. My bad.
He's, as a matter of fact, Norm's on vacation right now, along with his gold foot.
Oh, no.
Yep.
His gold? I haven't heard of my gold foot.
You haven't heard of it? Yeah,
he has a gold foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that with your induction to the Hall of Fame? Does that count?
Okay, now we have our second event. It's time for the last place team to redeem itself. We have the bra size versus IQ. Or what is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Bra size plus IQ.
Yes. Bra size.
Cup size versus IQ.
Versus IQ quiz.
Right.
Okay, how is it versus cup size?
It just is.
Let's go to a ruling from Seth.
How do we calculate this?
Seth is our judge here. So who is representing IQ and who is representing cup size?
Cup size is simply a tiebreaker. If at the end there are two people who are tied, then cup size will determine who the winner is.
Uh-oh.
But this doesn't say IQ in addition to cup size.
It's all of their IQs.
Or cup size in addition.
Don't look at that, Gordo. Just go with it.
It's all of their IQ. It's an IQ battle, and then their cup size versus each other will break the tie.
All right, let's meet the contestants, shall we? This is, we'll start at this end over here. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Phila May.
Phila May, and you are representing what show on the ticket?
Bad Radio.
Bad Radio.
Did you guys tell her to cut the neckline all the way down the center?
Yeah, she's got a plunging neckline.
They know.
It's artificially produced.
They know what we like.
Produced. The plunge, anyway. And how old are you?
I'm old enough
to be my grandmother. Right.
Come on.
And
Boo Gordo.
What is your cup size, by the way? Oh, I guess we don't find that out necessarily, right?
They give it away.
It's a surprise. Yeah.
We just hope for a tie break. All right, now what's your name, ma'am, and who are you representing?
My name is Cammy, and I'm representing the P1 Wild Ass.
Yes.
All right.
How do we do?
That's weird because we met a Cammy like 5 minutes ago. She had glasses, too.
And I know this one. This is Stephanie, the beautifully skinned girl that Craig and I are obsessed with. Look at how creamy her face is. Yes, all you fans of Bukkake, look how creamy her face is. Her skin is so smooth and beautiful.
What does that mean?
Steph, you're representing Team Musers, right?
Yes.
Thank you for that
confirmation.
Way to
go.
By the way, that's why Norm doesn't want to be a part of this.
Gordo. And what's your name, ma'am?
That comment.
Susan.
Gordo.
Susan, and you're representing Team Hardline.
Absolutely.
And who's your favorite on Team Hardline? I mean, who's your favorite on Hardline?
Grego.
Yay, Grego.
I could have figured that. You look like a Grego fan. Okay.
What does that mean?
Huh? She looks like salt of the earth that likes Grego. Okay, who fired up a cigar? That is horrible.
It's the kid that looks like he's 12.
Where is that? Danny Lowry?
No.
Okay. All right. Here is your first question. All the women will write down their answers on a dry erase board, and then we will reveal them to the P1 and you, the listener at home.
Hi, Craig.
Our first question. What is pi? What is pi? Hit the Jeopardy theme.
Stephanie?
As we wait
Hi,
to
Craig.
Find out what these girls
think. The question
think.
Is, what is pi?
What is pi?
It's a great opportunity for double entendre answer
what
here.
What is pi? All right.
That's so ticket.
As you... do we have any production value back at the station to add a little excitement?
If we did, we couldn't hear it out here.
Okay.
Dave is busy.
Ah, there we go. Jeez. All right. Now
Stephanie.
It's time to get the answers. We'll start off with Bad Radio. Right? Bad Radio? Okay. She writes. Tell us what you wrote.
Boy, there's way too much.
Pie. Tasty and fun.
Huh. She wrote pie. Mmm, pie, tasty and fun.
You guys are in trouble.
Incorrect. Okay, for the P1 whack, Cammie, what did you get?
I wasn't sure what you were looking for. I gave you the first three numbers and the symbol.
Yes.
All right, she wrote 3.14.
Yep.
However, she noted that the 4 is repeated ad infinitum. No, you put the mark above the 4. I saw it.
You're kidding me.
She even gave the pi sign. Is the
hey,
pi Gordo's sign acceptable?
The judge. Are you the judge?
What is the pi sign?
It's
is that the V in
that's
front of the
this.
Mouth?
That's what the little rascals used to give each other.
All right.
Oh, that's Steph, the high sign.
Steph has written pi r squared.
Pi r squared.
Sorry. Which I believe is, that is the circumference
something.
Diameter.
Well, it's wrong.
Circumference,
we know
right?
That.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Circumference. Yeah, it's wrong.
You're overthinking it, Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be playing for my team.
You know what's going to win?
Now, Susan wrote R squared. What does that mean?
Pi R squared.
That's Grego math.
Okay.
Pi R squared. It's either Grego math or bad grammar. Okay, we're going to have to give it to Cammie. She was the closest here.
Clearly.
Nicely done.
Whack, taking the first one. All right.
You're
here
doing
we
well,
go.
Stephanie. Settle down.
Where'd you get her, Big Dick?
Here's your next question. Name the seven continents. The seven continents.
Do you like our chances, Dan?
Music, please.
I don't like anyone's chances.
All right. The girls are furiously scribbling. This one requires a little bit more writing than the last one.
So you got...
Well, there's seven answers.
Chad. Mozambique.
Yeah, yeah.
Houston.
The Trinity.
South something.
The Great Wall.
The Maloof Brothers.
Maloof Brothers.
Yes.
Yep. The crazy Maloof Brothers.
All
is
right.
That two or is just
have you
one?
Had enough time? Oh, Susan from the Hardline completed her list already as the other girls still scribbling on their dry erase boards.
Oh, no.
All right, are we ready?
Let's start.
Steph, Cammie, you ready? It's time. All right, we start with the bad radio contestant, whatever your tricked up name is. The seven continents. You have to stop writing, Steph. No, you can't even erase. All right, tell us what you got. You've got Asia, Europe, Antarctica, North America, South America, Australia, and Eurasia.
That's uh-oh. From 1984. That's not bad.
All right.
She did well there.
All right. Now, Cammie's got Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, North America, and South America.
Six.
And what's circled down there?
Oh, and circled, she's got...
She just wrote that.
Argentina?
Yeah, I think you just wrote that.
Argentina?
What is that?
She's got... No, that says Antarctice.
Oh, we're going to have to say that.
Antarctice. Yeah, that last one doesn't count. Okay. Now, Stephanie, for Team Users, has Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Asia. Forgetting that often forgettable one, Europe, which no one really lives there anymore, so it's hard to remember. Susan, for Team Hardline's got Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Australia, Europe, and Antarctica.
Wow.
Bad radio losers, Team Hardline winners in the second question.
But we came in second.
Yeah, you did come in second.
We had Eurasia.
Who's keeping score, Seth?
We had Europe, Asia, and Eurasia.
Okay. It's time for our third question.
And Asiope.
Here is the third question, ladies. Are you ready? Name three stories from Edgar Allan Poe. A literature question. Nobody yell out answers. It's time to test the knowledge of these girls.
The Hobbit.
Because you know, a brain on a woman is very important. You don't just want a meat sleeve, you want a brain.
A what?
A what? Well, don't you want?
That's why we selected Cammy.
Three stories
from Edgar
Allan Poe.
I thought he said you didn't just want a...
What?
Hey, ours has a point. Why don't you worry about scoring a point before you start criticizing
the
IQ of our contestant?
What do you say about that?
Yeah. Take that gold and smoke it. Uh-oh. Put it in the San Andreas Fault.
You know what? We have a bunch of idiots out here in the audience.
Idiots
who are
in the
trying
audience.
To prove that they know what Edgar Allan Poe wrote. So they're giving audience. So now we've already disqualified Team Hardline's contestant.
What? Oh, no.
Yep.
That's what guys insist on doing in trivia.
Well, why
quizzes.
Were you doing it?
They insist on it.
I don't understand that, why people have to
It's a guy. It's a guy problem.
No help. Guy problem.
No help from the audience or your team.
You're compromising
will be DQ'd.
The integrity of the Olympics.
Right.
All right, let's go ahead and get the answers. See, I don't know what to trust now. I don't know whether she got these.
Okay.
The cast of an armadillo.
I've never read that one.
Almost right. The Black Cat. Murders in the Rue Morgue.
I don't know about that first one.
That's right.
No, she's right.
Okay.
She's right.
All right.
She's got The Raven, which is a poem. Now, we said, what do we say here?
And she spelled
it. We'll take
we
the
said
Raven.
Stories. Right. Is The Raven really telling a story? And the Telltale Heart. But you've got, Telltale Heart. Yeah.
That's just
all
you
right,
couldn't
Steph,
hear what
that's
was
a science
Jeff
cheating.
Has The Raven and the Telltale Heart, and
see,
then same Team Hardline disqualified. Bad Radio wins this one.
The same guy was cheating with those two right there.
So
we're so good.
One for everybody but Team Musers. Is that right? Or Bad... What's
here,
the score?
Are you, yeah.
Everybody's got one but Team Musers.
Okay.
So
okay. That's okay. We're warming
time.
Up.
Now, what are we doing here? Are we taking a break, or are we doing another?
We don't
how long
take
do we go
breaks,
here?
How many questions do you have to give?
How many more do we do? Two more.
Okay.
Two
do
more.
It. Do it, Gorda.
Okay.
Do it.
Now, does everyone understand that you don't help them? You aren't one of the girls competing. Oh, yes. What happens is guys always get a few beers in them, like they want to prove something.
Like maybe if they know three Edgar Allan Poe stories, maybe that will be their big break.
Right.
And a score with his chick.
Right. Then they'll get a job in sports radio.
They'll all go home with them. Knock it off, dude.
Here's the question. Who was the first person in space? The first human in space.
Okay.
He can't help himself.
See, he's having to show that he knows the answer. That's very important.
He wants to be called on.
The first human in space. And Corby, listen to see if anyone's cheating out there.
Yeah, Corby's the hall monitor.
I said human. The first human in space.
What was the name of the first monkey we put in space?
Bubbles.
Neil Armstrong.
Mr. Peepers.
How come that monkey doesn't get enough props?
Hey, Dan, don't give any hints here.
He or she really doesn't.
Don't yell out the answer. All right, here we go.
Come on, Kate.
Boy, she does a lot of writing for one answer.
I think Corby is now giving answers out.
See, they're yelling it.
Okay.
That proves that it was yelled.
Okay, Bad Radio's contestant says Yuri something. Cammy wrote... Buzz Aldrin, and she wrote, in parentheses, spelling?
Okay, okay.
Stephanie Russian. Wrote Russian for Team Musers. And Susan wrote, John Glenn was the first human in space.
What is it? Is
closest it? Is Bad Radio once again, because it was Yuri Gagarin.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Wow.
I don't think she gets a point if she gets the first name right.
I don't like
does
this
she?
Partial credit
yeah.
policy.
I think you have to get the answer
yeah.
right.
You know what? That's too bad.
So what? Who was
the closest. I don't know what to do.
Do we give it?
Hey,
all they got to be is the closest.
Let's go to the judge. Do we give it to her or not?
Closest to the pin.
No, we did not give it to her. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
There's some justice in this damn game.
You guys,
Seth,
you guys might have wanted to do a little more work on draft day, Craig.
Okay, here we go.
She came from our Olympic training facility, not a draft.
Where did the first U.S. Intercontinental Railroad meet?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Where did it
meet?
How does this prove an
IQ?
We're looking for a city. We're looking for a city here. The ladies are scribbling. Actually, they're doing nothing but looking up at the sky.
Not West Texas?
Not Addison.
That's where the big train crash was many years ago, Bob.
It was at the zoo.
It's also where the first head-on collision.
The planned train crash in West Texas.
Iraq?
They thought it would...
Is it Iraq?
It doesn't look like they're writing down anything.
Boy, no one's writing.
Any guesses?
I mean...
You might as well take a guess. You may be the closest.
I'd pick like a big city.
Okay, we've got Golden, Colorado
on, huh?
From the bad radio contestant. Cammy says Santa Fe, New Mexico. Steph says Colorado Springs. And we have another Santa Fe from the hardline contestant. The correct answer, none of you got. It is Promontory Point.
How is that a good question, Seth?
God.
Promontory Point,
Jeez,
Utah.
Seth. I knew.
All right, how about this one? No more of Seth's questions.
How is this a good
Seth just what? Get fired?
You know what? You learn that kind of information when you're staying at home not dating girls, Seth. All right, here you go, ladies.
Growing your cup size.
This is the last question. Last question. Name the world's four oceans. No help.
Eurasia.
No help.
That's not going to solve it or tie.
Yes, the world's four oceans. We're even giving you the number of oceans.
Houston.
Is it a constant level ocean?
South Ocean.
The Nile.
East Ocean.
White Rock.
And the Maloof Brothers.
Always the Maloof Brothers.
Those crazy, wacky Maloofs.
And don't forget Tony
Pena. I don't understand.
And
why would you yell that out?
You have to get by him.
Dude, come on now.
Why would you do that?
Why is this dude effing up our game?
I don't know.
This
we ought to
best
get thrown out of here.
Where's Gribble? Have
All right,
him
do we just
his...
go to another question?
Seriously, he gave away
Yelled
the answer?
Out a few of them.
Who did? Who is he?
This guy.
It doesn't matter. He's
Which guy?
Messing up the game.
What do you say, Eric?
I want to see him.
Are we good, Eric?
Did we go with another question?
Now let's just see what
this guy wants to be the star. So what should we do?
Which guy?
Broadcast over.
Wait, who's doing it? Let's ask him why he's doing that.
Yeah, let's compare his cup size to his IQ.
Why are you doing it?
Why are you screwing up our bit?
He still thinks he's being cute. What do we do?
Let's just go with it.
All right,
let's just go.
See if they know how to cheat at least.
Ever been a smoother segment?
She has the Pacific, Atlantic, Arctic, and Indian.
Very
nice. Nicely done. Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, and Arctic.
Wrong order.
Atlantic, Indian, Arctic. Atlantic and Pacific. The hardline contestant only has two.
Her hearing's going.
She was apparently out of earshot.
So we still have a tie.
So we got a tie between.
No, we're number one.
One and two, right?
No, we've got two now. The WAC has two.
Well,
you guys
I don't think so, dude.
Down to these two.
We do have a tie. That means we are going to have to go with breast size.
Take your shirts off.
Okay, so take your shirts off and turn around.
Oh, ho, wait.
Oh, she's doing it.
Hey,
wave.
Hey.
Here, just show Reiner. Just turn around and show Reiner.
Hey, wave.
Oh, Reiner's looking at him. You ever seen grandma boobs before, Rhines?
Hey,
oh,
wait.
Jeez, Gordo. That's our Olympian.
Let's find out. For bad radio, what is your correct bra size?
38 double D.
We've so won again.
38 double D.
Let's chest bump.
Now, do we want Cammy's measurements pre-op or post-op? Which are we taking on Cammy here?
Post.
What are your measurements, Cammy?
What do you think?
It's all right, Cammy.
You
be proud.
You have got B cups or a small C?
Back to you, Gordo.
Oh, no, Cammy.
Oh, no. Poor Cammy.
Victory.
You know?
Well, we win.
Well, Bad Radio has taken the second
obvious
event.
Victory.
Congratulations, guys.
All right, let me tell you what you won.
Who's young and athletic on this station?
Let me tell you what you won. What's your real name?
Fela May.
Fela May? Oh, gosh. All right, Fela May, you have won a romance package, a $100 gift certificate to Elegant and Graceful, a European facial. I have an MPEG of that on my computer right now. A European facial and reflexology treatment. That's $120 value. And a one-hour facial and reflexology is the way it reads here. Good copy points.
Good job, son.
Elegant and Graceful, featuring exclusive elegant nightwear and lingerie. Elegant and Graceful is dedicated to bringing out the magic of each woman through the self-expression of what she wears. And, of course, ReMed Spa and Wellness Center, where wellness and tranquility unite. Visit ReMed online at www.remedspa.net or call 972-572-1SPA. Thank you, ladies,
Gordo,
for competing.
We have some late-breaking news. Apparently, there is developing controversy with Team Bad Radio. There is a rumor out that their squad has been doping. And, we're going to have to ask you to go to the dope control, because the other athletes say they've never seen grandma boobs that big, and they don't think that they can be naturally grown like that. So if you go back and pee in a cup, and then we'll...
Oh, gross.
Then we'll give you your medal if you
have an MPEG of that.
I need a ticker.
Back to you, Gordo.
George had disguised his mouth as a cup. I wonder if the two incidents are related.
Boy, our percentage isn't doing very well. We better do a ticker.
I need a ticker.
Here's sports.